Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. I'm your host, Paul Metters. Special day here. We are live on the campus of Fresno Pacific University at the newly minted Dan Martin Stadium, now home of the Baseball Sunbirds program. Just a fantastic day. The event is buzzing right now. We just finished the ceremony. People are mingling around. Just lots of stuff to talk about for the next hour or so about the great things that are happening at Fresno Pacific University. Just a great, great day. Can't wait for everybody to hear about all the good stuff that's going on. And right now, really quick, we have Mayor Jerry Dyer, who's in the house right now. Great to see you, Mayor Dyer. I mean, what a phenomenal event. I mean, you go to a lot of ceremonies and different events like this, but a little bit something different, right? This is a special day in the history of Fresno Pacific.
Yeah, Paul, thank you for having me on your show. It is a special day here in Fresno, not just for Fresno Pacific University, but the entire Fresno community here in Southeast Fresno as well. Seemed like yesterday, February of 24, we stood here. We broke ground on the Dan Martin Stadium, and here we are today cutting the ribbon. And for people that haven't seen this stadium, they need to come out here and see it. It is definitely an awe moment, an awe factor. Beautiful stadium, the stands, the restroom facilities, the locker rooms. It is incredible. They did a great job. And just proud to be a part of these ceremonies.
And I got to talk to you a little bit in the locker rooms, and we're going to describe all the renovations here at Dan Martin Stadium at Fresno Pacific University. But what, I mean, top of the line, right? You know, it has that new carpet smell. Right? You talk about the new car smell, but everything is new as far as the facilities go in regards to the locker room. Like, what are some things that have jumped out to you as far as the facilities?
Well, I think the thing that jumped out was the spacious environment you saw in the locker room. You know, players, when they come to a facility, they want to have room to spread out when they're getting ready for a game, after the game. And then to look at the green plush fields, the stands that have been set up here, the concession. They did not spare an expense here. If the city of Fresno would have done this, it would have probably taken us 5 years and three times the cost that they spent, or four. But, you know, I think they stretched every single penny they had. And it's a beautiful facility.
And the word community gets thrown around a lot, especially with this University of Fresno Pacific. Talk about the importance of the community atmosphere, right? It's just a grand, not only event, but just something that everybody can be proud of in the community of Fresno.
Yeah. You know, I have a vision for this city, and it's to have an inclusive, prosperous, beautiful city where people take pride in their neighborhood and their community. And I think facilities like this, the beautification of this area, is what causes not just the students to take pride in this facility, but all of the people that live around this area that will come by this area, that will come to the games. It's something we can be very, very proud of. And with that pride, I think what you're going to see is players that play harder. They're going to know people care about them. I think it's going to be much easier to recruit ball players. It's going to be much easier to bring opposing teams to the stadium now. And so, but it is something that I think the word community and the word pride go hand in hand. Community pride.
And you are obviously very involved with athletics. Of course, you had to mention Fowler High School out there when you talked about your playing days. You compared the Fowler. I mean, I've been to that stadium many times. I played at Fowler myself. How neat is it? Just you mentioned, you know, the athletes come here and they're recruiting, but how, you know, if you're a ball player out there playing in Fresno Pacific and playing in that beautiful grass, like, what do you think that would mean, or that means to the players here?
I think it causes players to recognize that the people at Fresno Pacific University care about them, the community cares about them, and I really believe that. Those players are going to play harder, knowing that people care about them. You know, regardless of whether they win or lose, they're going to know that they're playing on a field that's first class.
And Fresno Pacific is a special place, like we mentioned. Just talk about the meeting the leadership, the, what what Dr. Stevens is doing here and just the overall vision and the sleeping giant, you could say, about this university.
Yeah, I'm very thankful for Dr. Stevens and his vision, and not just for the athletic program, but for the entire university, things that he's been able to accomplish in the short time he's been here. But, you know, many years ago, there was a conversation about relocating Fresno Pacific University out of Southeast Fresno. And there were a number of us in the community, including myself, that said, please, please do not leave. And I'm so thankful that they stuck it out. And if you look at this neighborhood today, it is much better. It's much better because of it has changed for the better over time. But because of having this gym right in the middle of Southeast Fresno and Fresno Pacific University.
I agree. We've got another minute here with Mayor Jerry Dyer. Your favorite, I'm putting you on the spot a little bit. I've seen you catch some touchdowns at Fresno State, right, in their practices. You know, you mentioned you played all three sports, but what is your favorite sport?
I think, you know, in high school, my favorite sport was between basketball and baseball, and I think it's because we had really good seasons, went to the Valley back then, and we won, and when you're winning, there's an incredible camaraderie that goes along with it. There's memories that are created. But those two sports, and today I love, you know, watching the Giants on baseball. I love watching. I just got through watching just about, I think, every NC2A basketball game. So I just love sports, and I love what it does in terms of developing young men and women. And I know what it did in my life and the coaches that influenced me along the way. The life lessons that you can learn on the field, that you can take beyond the field, I think is something very, very important.
Hear, hear. Absolutely. Well, very nice to have you on the show. It's a privilege for me, and to have you here at this event means a lot to the university as well. Thank you for coming on, Mayor Jerry Dyer. Appreciate it.
Thank you. God be the glory on this one.
Absolutely.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
All right. We're going to take a break, and we have a recap that we do of the Sunbirds week past week with all the athletic events. We're going to recap that. We're going to bring on guests. We got Dr. Andre Stevens that's going to come on. Of course, Oscar Hirschhorn. We got the athletic director, Kyle Ferguson as well. All those guys are on tap. If you're listening to the show, just know that this event is still going on. Come on down here. You got to check it out, man. Beautiful, beautiful stadium here, Dan Martin Stadium, the ribbon cutting ceremony happened about 40 minutes ago. So, hey, it's not too late to come down here and check everything out. We're going to talk more about the wonderful facilities here and what they mean to Fresno community and the Fresno Pacific University campus as well. You're listening to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
We are live here at Dan Martin Stadium on the campus of Fresno Pacific University for just a wonderful day of celebrating Fresno Pacific University and this brand spanking, newly renovated baseball stadium and field. This is a fantastic event, and I had the privilege, if you guys missed it, of talking to Mayor Jerry Dyer. What a treat for me, and what a great event down on the field, celebrating all the great things that are happening at Fresno Pacific. And we have the president of Fresno Pacific University with us, Dr. Andre Stevens, able to join us on this historic day. So Dr. Stevens, big smile on your face, right? Probably all day from the time that you woke up. What does this day mean for the university, and just seeing the progression to today and seeing all the smiles on people's faces?
Yeah. Well, first, thank you so much for having me, Paul, on the show. And, yeah, I woke up with a smile knowing that I would end my day at this event. And this has been a dream come true. I'm in my third year here. I know that this has been a dream for a number of years. And when I got here, the program was – we were having some questions in terms of going through with building this facility. And without hesitation, I just said, hey, we've got to do this. We've got to finish this project. And so to be here today on the completion of this, to see the community members here, to see our student athletes and the joy that they have, it just makes it all worth it, because we do it for the students. We know that this stadium this field is not just for our student athletes. It's actually for our community. It's for our campus community, for the greater Fresno community. And it will make a difference in their lives and in generations to come. So it's awesome.
And large projects like this, I want to go back to what you said, right? Sometimes when you come in, you're like, oh, baseball, money, digging dirt and getting all the equipment here, right? It's not easy all the time. From that moment when you broke ground to today, where there's sometimes like, I don't know how we're going to get this done, or in meetings like, man, we got to get through this hurdle to, right? It happened relatively quickly, so to speak.
Yeah, so that is so true. So projects like this, as you know, it takes a village, as they say, of people, certainly the people working in the trenches, the contractors and designers and all of that. It takes the funders, people who come alongside and say, I want to support this vision. And then it's working through all the regs. You know, we have to get everything signed off by the city or the state or et cetera. And so we saw a few people out on the field just giving them credit for their support and for the work. But there's so many more who are behind the scenes. Our board, a number of our board of trustee members are here. And they have to sign off on projects like this, right? I can't just, as president, just say, hey, we're just going to build a $4 million stadium, you know, without the board's signing off on that. And so tremendous amount of work, tremendous amount of prayer, and something like this, a project like this, a long time dreaming, relatively quick to get it up and vertical and going. But it's not without some tension and snags along the way. Working through relationships, prayer, etc., to make a day like this possible. But yeah, there are a few days that were just like, is this gonna happen? Like, we need more funding, or we need the person at City Hall to sign off on whatever it needs to do. So this is a major accomplishment for a school here in Southeast Fresno that I think does great community work for Southeast Fresno and beyond, honestly.
And the word community rings true, right?
Yeah.
And I know you're huge in student development.
Yeah.
How does this enhance the student athletes at Fresno Pacific University? And I mean, even coming to games. I'm not talking necessarily about the baseball players out there, right?
Yeah.
It's something everybody can be proud of.
No, I think you're absolutely right. Sports are, it's amazing, right? Just as a student athlete, for sure. But even as a fan, and Fresno Pacific we are small enough that the traditional student body here in Southeast Fresno, they know almost everyone, right? It's a close community with 800 students, so they know their peers. They come out and cheer for them. They support them, and vice versa. But what it does is you sit in whether it's practice, right? We see games, but we know that students are working so hard in the times that we don't see them, early mornings, late nights, etc. And they're doing their studies as well. And so sport, I think, certainly as a student athlete, but even as a fan, it teaches teamwork, discipline, sacrifice, how to win, how to lose, how to navigate relationships. These are all things that our students will take with them beyond the field or the court or the pool or what have you. These are important life lessons. And so I think for our, certainly for our student athletes, but for the greater Fresno Pacific student body, this is a sign, actually, and I think a testament to what can emerge when you have a dream and a vision and when you get people to buy in. It gets, again, some hard days, but it gets easy when everyone's rowing in that same direction. And I'm excited for our students because their lives will be transformed by this.
Absolutely. And the locker rooms, amazing.
Yeah.
Right? The coverings here, the bleachers, amazing. The grass. absolutely.
It looks professional.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean,
pro level.
Pro level. That's absolutely right. Yeah. If you didn't know better, you would think, hey, this is a double-A pro ballpark, right? That's what it looks like. And Oscar Hirschkorn, I got to see his office right there. He's got a window that he's able to watch the bullpens as well. So just a fantastic environment here at Fresno Pacific University. I'm more interested, Dr. Stevens, about your the role that other people played. You mentioned the donors, and it takes a village. Mm-hmm. So who are some people specifically you'd love to give a shout out that made this a realization?
So certainly here today with the Briscoe family, and they're just a great family committed to the vision here in FPU. And then Terry Williams from the Den R. Martin Foundation. And she isn't here today, but I want to just give her a shout out. She's a key donor to this project, significant donor. There are alumni who, I've met a few today who have given to this. And so whether it's large amounts, which, again, the Briscoe family, the Den R. Martin Foundation through Terry Williams, but so many others, hundreds of people came along side to just donate small amounts, large amounts to make this day possible. But I do want to give them a shout out. And then to our advancement team. So Liz Garvin, who's the vice president. We have a number of the team members here, Matt Mazzoni and others, who just leaned in. And Kathy Herms, who is not here today with us, but she was amazing just working with the donors and along with the team here, but really shepherding this project through. So perseverance, vision, prayer made today possible. And I'm so excited to be with the team. And this, I would say, is the start here of future things to come at Fresno Pacific. I'm not going to get into all the details, but we have vision, right, that we can do more for our students and our student athletes, certainly, to make this place attractive for students to come, to compete, to learn, to grow. And this is what makes it possible. We'll go on to do other things here. We're already redoing. Well, I did announce publicly that we're redoing the bleachers in the gym. We're putting up a new scoreboard in there. But there are more stuff TBD. I'll let you know.
All right, no spoilers. All right, maybe we get something out of Kyle. I think Kyle Ferguson is going to come on next. Yeah. There's Kyle. We got another minute here with Dr. Stevens. And just finally, just talk about what a special place the University of at Fresno Pacific is. Obviously athletics is a huge part, but the arts are as well.
Yeah.
I mean, the rich Mennonite tradition with choirs and music as well. Just talk about just the love you have
so
for this university.
I spent over 30 years in another Christian university in Southern California.
You can't say the name?
I don't say its name. So, but I'm here in year three, and I love it. And the tradition here is, and what I say is, the student's success is our success and their failure is our failure. And there's a commitment to serving this community in this region. If you're familiar with California, the Central Valley of California has one of the lowest college going rates in the state. It has a lot of first gen students, so their parents didn't go to college, low income students. But the students that we serve, they may be low income, but they're not low ambition. And so we are the number one private school in the country, according to the Wall Street Journal, that affects students' social and economic mobility, meaning that we take students from low and moderate income and we're able to graduate them and they're able to successfully get jobs. And so we're doing our thing here, and I invite others to come and join us. It's an amazing place. I was just talking to a student who they were here for a visit day, and they heard an alumni speak. And the alumni said the difference, they have a job in Madera, I think, and they said the difference of how he got hired is that the employee called the reference, which is a faculty member here, and the faculty knew the student and could speak so specifically to the student and his gifts. And now, X number of years later, this alumni now is thriving up in, I think, Madera area. And so that's the type of institution we are. We see students, we connect with them meaningfully. We help them to make it through academically, also spiritually. We're a Christian institution, and we believe in a holistic education, right? Not just siloed intellectual but we believe in all of that. And we want students, and we are with students on their best days, and we're with students on their worst days. That's the type of institution we want to be. We want to love students well. We want to challenge them and support them, and we want to set them up successfully for life beyond college. And we're doing that, and it is a privilege and an honor to be at this institution and have a front row seat to see lives being transformed and families being transformed because of the work of our faculty our staff, our coaches, who invest so heavily and beautifully in the student population here. So it feels some days it doesn't feel like a job, Paul, honestly. Some days it does, other days it doesn't. It's great to be a part of this journey with a great team.
Absolutely, and community, right? Community is such a huge part
of
this university.
It's great to have the mayor here, too, and supporting us. Yeah, it's great.
100%. Well, it's a privilege for me to have you on air to talk about all the great things that are happening at Fresno Pacific University. I'm a fan since I met you at the Fresno Pacific basketball game.
Yeah.
You got your special jersey on as well.
Yeah, I do have my number 14. I'm the 14th president, so... They gave me number 14, the 14th president. So.
Number 14, yeah. Dr. Andre Stevens. All right, thanks for coming on.
I appreciate it. You're doing good work. We appreciate you.
Thank you. All right, we're going to bring on Kyle Ferguson right now, the athletic director at Fresno Pacific University. Again, we're here at Dan Martin Stadium for the ribbon-cutting ceremony. You could take a tour of the locker rooms that look absolutely amazing. We haven't even really described what the locker rooms look like. I don't know. I mean, there's just so much good stuff to talk about. We have Kyle Ferguson
now.
Hey,
thanks, Paul.
What's up, Kyle? How you doing?
I'm here, man. I'm excited. This is a great day.
Isn't it a great day? And, I talked to Dr. Stevens, and I said, you probably had a smile since you woke up this morning, right? He said, yeah, you go through different things as president, good days and bad days, good hours and bad hours, but this is definitely – a good day and a good couple hours, isn't it?
It is a good day. So yesterday we did the locker room reveal for the student athletes, and to see their reactions and to see their and the joy. Someone asked me about it. I'm not even sure how to describe it. I mentioned this a few times to people that value that you have of having a place where you can grow in relationships and grow as teammates, it's invaluable. And that's who, I mean, you're an alum, right? Like, it's kind of who we are as FPU, is a community. And to have a space for these young men to grow together is just phenomenal.
And that locker room that you speak of, right? And, the stories go that they had to change in the parking lot.
And they used
to have to open the door to hide themselves, right? So they would get caught changing. And that, I mean... Just describe just some of the cool things that have been upgraded and the renovations here that if people out there are wondering, man, what exactly does it look like? What are some specific things that have gone on with the stadium?
Yeah, so it's a whole new – well, the seating structure for sure, small stadium, seats about 750 people. The seating behind home plate's all stadium seating, which is fantastic. You have a nice concourse back where we're sitting right now. We're not done in this area. We want to add some TVs, add some permanent seating so people can come. They don't miss any of the game while they're getting their snacks, that type of stuff. There's the concession stand, the merchandise stuff on the other side there. And then you head for the student athletes heading into the locker room where, multiple TVs. You have the cool LED lights under the lockers. Everything's logoed up, all that good stuff. So it's a cool vibe as you walk in there, and just a great place for them to spend time together.
The lockers, right? Isn't there some? They have their own outlets.
They love that, right?
As well, they can charge their phones.
So they got a little lock, little cubby that's locked. Yeah, and it has the USB and then the USB-C plugs for them right there. That might be the thing they're most excited about. They're like, look at these plugins.
That was really cool. Just describe here, Kyle, just the significance and the importance. We had a great conversation with Dr. Stevens about the community and something they could be proud of, but significant-wise, in the history of the school, right? Even me as a student, I never thought this was going to happen back in the early 90s. Just what does this mean to the university?
I think as a whole, it's a tangible sign of where we're headed. And I think that I'm on campus every day. I'm in these meetings with our amazing leadership team. I'm in class. I teach a class with our incredible students. And I see the positive growth in the movement. But unless, to actually see a physical, tangible sign of it, I think says a lot. If you go back to a few years ago and we built the Working Teen Culture and Arts Center, another tangible piece of our hub for our fine arts, a great facility to host events on campus, just a beautiful building. I remember when I came and I interviewed here, I was like, this is an amazing building. It helped sell me on the institution. And then you add something like this here where it's like, hey, we're continually moving. At a point right now where in higher ed, things are fairly perilous, and you don't hear a lot of the positive. FPU is a place, and FPU is moving in a very positive direction. It's very exciting.
So was it February when the groundbreaking happened?
Yep.
You guys had the shovels and announced every. Usually, and Mayor Jerry Dyer said it too, you're going over budget, right? Something's breaking down.
Yeah.
There's some communication issues. Right? Is it almost a minor miracle? Maybe you phrase it your way.
No,
like to get to this point, what, just a little over a year later?
And realistically, like we were waiting on the one hiccup we ran into was the water line issue. And we were waiting on that for about a month. So realistically, like we were done with a lot of the stuff a while ago. It just was that one last piece. And so, yeah, it's one of those things where you're not waiting for something to break. But anytime you do any type of renovation or building, there's going to be some type of issue that you run into. There was just so few issues. Querying was phenomenal to work with. I can't say enough about Nathan. The foreman on site was great. Like just easy people to work with. And knew who we are and what we wanted. And it came to life quickly. It's exciting.
It is. It is. And walking on the field just for a little bit and just seeing how gorgeous it is, the grass, right? And it just has that new stadium feel to it, and everything is fresh. You just talk about the romanticism that baseball brings, right? It's a romantic game. I do have a little story that I want to share with you,
yes.
Right? So I mentioned, alum of the school, proud alum. And back in 1992, I'm a graduate, 1994. So in 92, there was an open invitation to start a baseball club.
Oh, great.
In quotes,
yes, of course,
baseball
yeah.
club. So I went to this meeting. There were about 12 guys. They're like, hey, yeah, we get together and, find some baseball fields to play and maybe play, one of the other schools down south or maybe some of the junior colleges. Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. Next thing we're going to do is we're going to take a picture for the yearbook. So a few days later, dressed in our street clothes, we gave one guy a bat, held a bat, and took a picture.
Yeah.
Sure enough, it's in the yearbook. And
so it's history. You were the first team.
But that was it, though. that was it for the baseball club in 1992 at Fresno Pacific College back then.
It's funny because I've seen that picture, Paul, and I thought, oh, they had a club team. So you you fooled me.
Maybe we should have at least played catch a couple times so we could have at least been official.
Maybe swung
official.
The bat, actually. Yeah.
Swung the bat, throwing the ball around. Yeah, that picture makes me laugh. I found it last night. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I think that is in that 92 yearbook. And sure enough, there it was. But all that to say, right, just how the evolution of colleges. And
yep.
So, that was just a pipe dream back then. To evolve then to 2006,
yep.
To starting the baseball program with Oscar Hirschhorn, we're going to talk to in a few minutes here, to seeing this, right? But what a great community entertainment, though. But for yep. for the students, right? Just talk about what that means to the students as well.
Yeah, it's a place where you can come and be comfortable and have fun. You talked about the romantic side of baseball. Baseball is such a social game. You can come and you hang out with friends.
Spit some sunflower seeds.
Spit sunflower seeds and just watch the game.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm a hopeless romantic when it comes to baseball specifically, but it is one of those sports where a lot of the fun is in the crowd. A lot of the fun is with your friends, with your, in this case, your classmates, those types of things. So we're hopeful where it's one of those things where we don't assume students are going to come spend 6 hours in a doubleheader here. But on those games, come out, hang out for a little bit, watch your team, your classmates play. That's one of the beauties of being a school like FPU. They're probably in class with a lot
sure.
of these players. And so it's just a great opportunity for, the student body as a whole. And again, I hope it gives encouragement and hope to our students of where we're moving and where we're headed. There's a lot coming and a lot of good things on the way.
All right, last thing before we take a break and bring on Coach Hirschhorn. All right, so I know you're a Kansas City Royals fan. Were
yes.
Were you a pitcher?
I was not a pitcher, no. I was a third baseman.
You're a third baseman?
Yeah.
Okay. If you were a pitcher, you're holding the baseball right now.
Sorry, yeah.
I know, but I was just curious, if you were a pitcher, like what would be your go-to grip?
Oh, I'm a two-seam guy. Yeah, all day. I mean, I like to pretend I was a pitcher. I pitched very little. So I look back and I'm like, I think I could have pitched, but I also, looking back now, at the time I thought I could pitch. Looking back now, I realize that coaches probably know what they're talking about. And I probably actually couldn't pitch. But I was a two-seam guy. I threw a spinner. It didn't break at all. It
okay.
just looked like a curveball. So I think I actually threw the hitters off. They thought it was going to break, and it just – It just spun right in there.
Spun right in.
Yeah, yeah.
Right in the plate there.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle. Again, thank you for all you do for Fresno Pacific University. I've joined getting to know you over the last year or so. Just what an incredible event. And thanks for coming on the radio.
That's awesome. Paul, thanks for all you do. We sure appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to bring on Coach Oscar Hirschgren, and I think maybe a player or two. We'll find out in just a second. You're listening to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
What a great day here at Fresno Pacific University on campus, dedicating Dan Martin Stadium. We are in the concourse area, just hanging out, having a good time, talking with people, hobnobbing, seeing a lot of people that I have not seen in a long time. And like all the guests before me, at Mayor Jerry Dyer, Dr. Andre Stevens, just talked to Athletic Director Kyle Ferguson, just all, right, have a vision and a dream. And the community here at Fresno Pacific is strong. So this is just one part of the great things that are happening at the university. And finally, got Oscar Hirschgren here. We're going to get to you in just a second. We've also got a couple players, Gabe Henderson and Jordan Smith. Jordan was on the show. We had it there on at the ESPN studios as well. But, Oscar, what time is it? All right, so we got what? 45 minutes after the hour.
Yep.
What a great day, though. What
amazing,
a phenomenal day. How do you put into words what's going on today?
Well, it's surreal to see all this come to fruition, to get the guys to be able to experience the whole facility. We've had the stadium up and going for a month or so, but yesterday with the locker room reveal and getting the guys to be able to move in, and then this event today, it just brought back a lot of memories. It's very emotional because I've seen a lot of the guys that started this program, that took that leap of faith way back when we didn't have anything. We didn't have a field, we didn't have bullpens, not a cage, not a baseball. And then a couple years later, again, the evolution of it, a couple years later to get the field, and then a couple years after that to get the great batting facility that we have. And then now this. I'll be honest, I didn't think I would be alive for this. And not only to see it, but to see it be this great, it's beyond my wildest dreams and expectations.
And the locker room reveal was something really, really cool. When I saw that video on social media, I'm like, gosh, man, they went all out. This is absolutely legit. All right, Gabe, I got to ask you, how cool is it, man, for you to walk in there and say, hey, maybe I've seen pictures, I've heard stories, but, man, this is for us? What was going through your mind?
It was so surreal, man, walking in there, seeing it, seeing my nameplate. I was like, wow, you know, it's just like, it really is a blessing, you know, and I'm thankful for it, you know.
Jordan, what were thoughts running through your mind?
Just like Gabe said, it's a real blessing to be a part of this program, seeing the locker room come together and seeing all the steps about being a part of the total build.
And Oscar, you know, we've talked about this on air, but, and you mentioned it just a few minutes ago, just the humble beginnings, right?
Yeah.
Not knowing maybe even where you're going to practice, you know, making sure that the fields are ready, probably calling different people on site like, hey, we're supposed to play in like an hour. Are we going to play? Like all these different stories you got to this, like, You even said, I didn't know if I was going to be alive for something like this. Talk more about just how far the program has come and how proud you are of where it stands today.
Oh, I mean, you're right on. Almost like you were there with me because, I mean, the first 2 years we played home games at 12 different locations. I mean, we were everywhere, and then sometimes, and we were at the mercy of every school, every other baseball program, every other athletic director. And so sometimes those things would change the day of, and then we'd be left scrambling. And I don't know, it's just crazy. And then, another thing that I haven't talked about in a long time is we were in the NAI, obviously now mm-hmm. we're in the NC2A. But when I started this program, NAIA baseball really didn't exist north of the Masters there by Magic Mountain. So every phone call I made, every visit we had, I would spend half the visit trying to explain what NAIA baseball was. And that, oh, you know, it's real baseball, you know, and, you know, four, three
is
bases
it like junior
at home
college?
Plate. And, yeah, scoreboard and everything,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, 90 feet.
And I remember, I actually remember some talking to some coaches locally at the time. They were like, they basically equated the level to JV high school baseball or something. And I was thankful at the time that I knew better. I had spent time in junior college as a player, a little short time at a Division I, and then longer time at Division II. So I knew what the level was. And NAIA, the best NAIA, best D2s are talent-wise equitable. And but anyways, the point is we don't have to explain anything anymore. We were selling a dream. I was selling a new product in the NAIA when we first started. And then now, I mean, I don't have to sell anything. I just have to say, hey, meet us at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
And then this facility does the talking for me.
And Jordan, I know you're grad, right? You already got your degree.
Yes.
Am I right on that?
Just
talk about just the evolution for you, right, as an athlete here at Fresno Pacific, and what it means for you to play on this great field here.
Well, it's always been an honor to just be recognized to be able to play Division II baseball. It's hard to put into words that the experience that you get. And just seeing this facility and being able to be a part of it, it makes me question why guys wouldn't want to come here.
Exactly. Gabe, what about for you? What was your journey to play baseball at Fresno? How did Coach Hirschhorn here get you here?
So out of high school, my first year of college, I went to Academy of Art, which is out in San Francisco.
Yep.
And then so leading into my spring season, I think it was 2 days before our very first game, we have a team meeting, and we find out our baseball program is getting shut down. After hearing that, I was just like, wow, now I'm back to square one. And then so we played out this season. I played here. As soon as I got here, I was like, wow, it's a gorgeous field, you know. It played well. It played too good, you know. And then so after that, During the recruiting process, I got a call from Coach Culver, from Coach Tim Culver. He calls me. He's like, man, you're a great baseball player. And I'm like, thank you very much. And then so from there, just now I'm here.
Well, now you get to play on the field where you get some pretty good hops.
Oh yeah.
Huh? How right? How much confidence does that give you? Right?
Oh, so much confidence. Too much at times. But you have to stay humble.
Stay humble. Coach Hirschhorn here with a couple baseball players here on the campus of Fresno Pacific University. Coach, I want to ask you about the team, right? We got about 5 or 6 minutes here. We got a big series coming up, right?
Yeah, we do.
So a lot of pop and circumstance about how cool the facility is, but you guys still got to play some baseball.
Yeah, we do. We do. And I think we're starting to get healthy. I hate talking about this, but it's just been such a very strange year with some of the weird injury setbacks, but I think we're getting healthy as we can be. We've lost a couple guys that were really important, but we've developed some confidence, and that's really what we've needed. And we need to get all three phases going together. Our defense has been incredible, anchored by these two guys. There are others, of course, but I think last time we checked, I think we were number 9 in the country defensively. And these two are a big part of it. Jordan Smith, he throws out everybody, 0 errors on the year. And Gabe Henderson, he was playing second. Now he's playing short. We lost the guy, TJ Smith. But Gabe stepped over there, and he's played incredible in both spots, like gold glove level for both of these guys, and it's just set us apart. And I would say, you know, again, others, but these two and Aaron Martinez have just anchored us down. So our offense has been getting going, and then our pitching. So if we can just get all three phases going together and finish strong, and the whole idea of this, I want to take credit for the timing, but we want this to catapult us into a dominant last three series here and get us into that conference tournament.
All right. So is this facility going to be used for the yes. conference tournament? Did I read that right?
Yep.
So what does that look like as far as you guys in position and other schools and who's going to make the conference tournament?
We do our job. These next three will be in it. We have a couple. The Azusa's in the mix with us. So is Biola. And then we finish against Menlo. Menlo hasn't had a strong season, but like I said, if we take care of business the next three series and do our part, I believe we're in.
I gotta ask you this, Coach Hirschhorn. What are other coaches saying about your field and your stadium? They a little bit jealous. I said
a lot of jealousy.
All right, there you go. You said it.
Yeah, and I would be jealous too. To be fair to those guys, but yeah. I mean, Paul, you're seeing it. It's just this is shocking that that's at the Division II level. And don't get me wrong, that's not any shade or knock on the Division II level, but to see a school and to give this kind of support and have this kind of facility, it just makes you thankful. And it's just been a true blessing. And all the coaches that I coach against over all these years, they know it too. This is incredible to see an investment made like this in this program. And I trust and believe that this is going to catapult us, but also the school. And that's like the bigger picture thing here. We want the school to reap the benefits of this too, not just the baseball program, and I believe it will.
Guys, I know Jordan mentioned, why would you not want to come here, right? So let's say you were – you know, you were a high school baseball player around here, around the valley, and you heard about, hey, Fresno Pacific, right? They got some nice upgrades, man. The field looks pretty good. If you guys walked on the campus and then walked through those gates and saw the field, what would your reaction be? Let's go back to, like, when you're a high school senior. What would you say? What would you think?
I would say give me the paper right now. I'm signing.
Yeah, for sure, man. It's a no-brainer now, I feel like.
Yeah, and if I may add, I mean, it's not just the locker room, it's not just the stadium with the roof over the top of every seat, it's the padded outfield fence, it's the stadium track, man, it's the Aware camera system, it's not just nice digs and a comfortable environment. These guys, it's a classroom and a learning environment. And we can truly say we have a player development program here. And it's just, again, that's where I just have that thankful heart that the school and our donors invested in us like that. Because, like I said, it's not just the facility, but it's all that the facility is going to do for these players and our future players. So,
all right. Taking batting. Were you guys able to swing a little bit? I heard some pings out there. You guys are able to swing it? All right. You guys knock any out or what?
I tried to, but not today.
Not today.
Not part of my game.
Coach Hirschhorn, when was the last time you stepped in?
You know, and, I heard this piece of advice a long time ago. It's better that they think I can't do it than for me to step up there and remove all doubt.
Well, you got to let other people say how good you were.
Yeah, there you go.
Right? Because they won't believe it. Yeah. But until they hear it from somebody else.
Right,
then they won't believe you.
Yeah, the most they'll get from me is fungos. That's it.
How's your fungo game?
I feel like it's strong. I feel like my strong fungo game's strong. BP, it's lacking.
Are you a wood fungo guy or aluminum fungo?
Wood.
Got to go wood.
Wood. You have to go.
It doesn't sound right with the aluminum, right?
No.
All right, we got a couple minutes here with the guys. Oscar, just give some final words on just the state of the baseball program and this wonderful event. And you could thank some people that maybe you weren't able to thank earlier, and some people that you got to meet or see that you hadn't seen for a long time that helped make this happen.
Well, but the first that I would say that I don't say enough is my wife and family. They were with me from the beginning. My wife, when this program was born, my twin boys were being born. I remember the first event we had, it was late August when that school year was about to start. We had an event at a Grizzlies game. I left the hospital. My wife was in there trying to keep the babies in long enough, right? And so I went from the hospital to Grizzly Stadium, or Chichansey. And then back, and I was sleeping every night there with her.
Gosh.
The boys were born. And so, in a sense, my Houston and Holden were born, and they're the exact same age as this program. And without them and their support, and then Jensen, my other son, was born a couple years later. But without their support, I wouldn't be here for sure. And then also, I try to say this all the time, but all the players that came before, they're the reason that we have this facility. They took the leap of faith to come when we had nothing. We were just a dream, and me with my hot air trying to explain NAIA baseball to them and what this thing could be. And they, again, they came for the love of the game and a belief in a vision. That's all we had to sell. And I'm just so thankful for them. And then all the guys that came in those years building up to this, because without them, we wouldn't have a program. Without their faith and belief, and belief in the university, it just wouldn't have happened. And you know, this school for bringing baseball 20 years ago, we didn't have baseball 20 years ago. And leadership at that time thought it was important. Merrill Ewart, Dennis Jansen, and without their, you know, belief in this and faith that baseball was important to this valley and this community, I don't think that any of this exists. So
100% well said. We got to wrap up the show, but what a great day here at Fresno Pacific. Thank you guys for coming on, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Oscar Hirschhorn. Obviously thanks to the wonderful people here at Fresno Pacific University. Thanks to Jim Haletma, who put on this show, has put on all the Sunbird Sports shows, helping get book the guests for me. And thanks to Kyle Ferguson as well and Dr. Andre Stevens. Have a great rest of your week, everybody, and go Birds.